It's Thursday, the 3rd of July, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibia has been downgraded or reclassified by the World Bank from an upper middle income to a lower middle income country, making it the only nation to slip down an income group this year. Economist Salomo Hayes says the downgrade could influence the country's economic policies.
The reasons that being advanced on Namibia's downgrade is two. One is that its GDP expanded much slower than it did the previous year. Obviously, it didn't grow. The small expansion of GDP was because of the diamond market that completely went under. The other measure, which is number two, is the increase in population numbers. Now, the classifications of income levels is gross national income per capita, which look at GDP and population. And if you get the per capita amount, it means that it has declined, and subsequently you now see what we term as the downgrade from upper middle income to lower middle income country.
The European Union and the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States have reaffirmed their commitment to the United Nations Agenda 2030 and Sustainable Development Goals, calling for a stronger global financing framework ahead of the 4th UN Financing for Development Conference. Here's EU Ambassador to Namibia, Anna Beatrice Martens.
The objective is to mobilize public and private resources in order to reach the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, because we are far from reaching them and there needs to be a lot more funding to get there. The other objective of the statement, supporting again the objectives of the summit, is to sensitize and push for a reform of international architecture to make it more effective, representative and efficient. Therefore, we are calling on all members of the international community to do their part and contribute with official development assistance to reaching their SDGs.
South Africa's Agricultural Marketing Council has warned that fuel levy increases will strain the country's agriculture sector. The council says that fuel makes up 13% of input costs and the hike will raise production, transport and food prices. The council further calls for expanded rebates, better infrastructure and alternative energy investment to ease the pressure. U.S. President Donald Trump will host leaders from 5 African countries in Washington next week to discuss commercial opportunities, a White House official said on Wednesday. According to Reuters, President Trump will host leaders from Gabon, Guinea-Bissau, Liberia, Mauritania, and Senegal for talks and lunch at the White House on 9 July. And in a big blow to Apple's expansion plans in India, the Foxconn Technology Group has recalled hundreds of its Chinese engineers and technicians from its iPhone factories in India. Apple has not yet commented on the matter.
More than 300 Chinese nationals working in assembling iPhones in India have been asked to go back, as reported by Bloomberg News. It was not immediately clear why the iPhone assembler sent the workers home. However, earlier this year, officials in Beijing had encouraged regulatory bodies to curb technology transfers to other countries in South Asia in a bid to prevent companies from shifting manufacturing outside of China. India currently accounts for up to 20% of iPhone manufacturing for Apple, as the company looks to secure its supply chains in the wake of President Donald Trump's tariffs. Kshitij Nagar, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.